login and registration in mobile web apps. I've been ranting about this for a while because I think people are very caught up in the user interface aspects of mobile web when they compare it to native apps. But I think native apps actually have a greater advantage in the way that sign in and sign up actually takes place. If you look at what native apps are doing, typically they'll only ever ask you to enter your password once. The only time they're ever going to ask you to enter your password again is if you change your password. So that makes native apps very comfortable for users. They know they're going to just click on their native app and then straight away they're basically back where they were before, or they're looking at the latest content from their friends. Versus the mobile web experience, I think users, even if they don't consciously recognize what's going on, I think they eventually learn just by habitually learn that every time they're going to be logging into the mobile website, you know, if this could be like a site like twitter.com or Path or whatever else, they're probably going to be having to re-enter their password, and they're probably going to have to maybe go off to a single sign-on on Facebook or Twitter or Google, and it's a kind of a messy process of popping up the page and entering the detail, and the page will close again. Whereas native apps these days tend to be, you know, the single sign-on experience tends to be a bit smoother because they'll bring up a web view inside their own app, so it's a little bit smoother. And on the whole, it's really messy for users if they have to enter their password all the time, because entering a password on mobile devices is a bitch. If you're trying to follow the right practices of entering numbers and special characters, I don't know what the stats are. I know a lot of users don't have those very strict practices, but for those who do, it's particularly complicated. And if you're having to do that once a week for every app that you're logging into, that's a problem. So my recommendation for people developing mobile web apps is, firstly, give out really long cookies, right? You know, make sure that the cookies last, you know, for a year or even indefinitely, because that's the same security that the native apps on the same device have got anyway. They've probably even got worse security, because my guess is a lot of them are probably just being lazy and storing the password instead of storing any kind of session identifier. So do give out long passwords, you know, do some sniffing if you like to make sure that it's a mobile app, and then, you know, that it's coming from their own mobile effectively. If it's a mobile, that you can assume that, and give out a long cookie. Also, you know, default to remember me or don't log me out, because again, it's a mobile device, so chances are it's personal and it's okay to not be logged out. And I accept, you know, there are issues here that this could be a tablet that's shared by the whole family, that's still the way tablets are working for the next year or two. But on the whole, I think that's a better setting, and it's exactly the same situation as you have with the native apps on the same device. Also, just make the sign up, the form easy, because a lot of these sign up forms can actually be quite complicated and, you know, not really optimized for the mobile experience. So think about that, and do support single sign on as well. So do actually let users sign in through Facebook or Twitter or Google. It's not the most smooth experience when that window pops up and then they have to go off to a separate window and then the window closes, and probably they're going to have to enter their password into these other services like Twitter again, because those services also don't handle the whole password situation very well. But it's at least better than them having to set up a separate account and a separate password for your own particular web service. So make login easy for users, and also think about restoring the state. So that's a related thing, is that native apps tend to be pretty good about remembering where the user is. So you can do the same sort of thing, firstly, just by using URLs. It's sort of bread and butter for web developers, but I have to say it, that, you know, make sure that you are using distinct URLs for the different resources you're showing to users, because that way they can come back to it later on, they can bookmark it and so on. And also remember where they were. So if you've got things like, you know, any kind of state, application state in your application, use local storage. All the devices have got some basic local storage, if nothing else. And use local storage to remember some state information, so when the user comes back to your app, they're not just going back from square one, just like on a native app. Thank you.